The Gemara and Beitza are based on Psukim in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tesayin, and Pasuk Yudzayim. Mishama b'nei Shalos the Shabbos Lasos the Shabbos concluding Vesaretz Vayomachi Shabbos Vayinafash. And the word Vayinafash, the Gemara and Beya learns out that Vay of the Nafash, that we're losing our Neshama Yisera. As Shabbos concludes, we lose our Neshama Yisera. And the question is, we know we say these Psukim at the beginning of Shabbos and Marv on Friday night. If the word Vayinafash is teaching us that we're losing our Neshama Yisera, why, as Shabbos concludes, why don't we say that at the end of Shabbos when it happens? Why do we say it at the beginning of Shabbos? And I was thinking that sometimes in life you don't appreciate something until it's gone. The Torah wants us to know that you're about to enter Shabbos, the holiest day of the week. Appreciate what you have. Stop and think about what you're getting. If you only think about it as Shabbos concludes, you're going to go through the whole Shabbos without realizing the special day, without realizing the fact that Hashem gave us a gift of a special neshama. Therefore, the Torah tells us before Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos starting, appreciate this great gift. Have an awesome Shabbos.